we are seeing winter-like chill on this early spring day. It is brisk and quite cold. I wouldn't consider today highly unusual for early April, but I think many of you would agree that weather like this is far from ideal for this time of year. And after all the warm weather in March, it seems like the wind and cold feels extra harsh today. This will likely be the coldest day for at least the next few. Temperatures will return to seasonable levels over the weekend, and I'm not expecting any big problems with the weather. It is still on the gusty side for now. The wind will diminish tonight, so at least the wind chill won't be a big problem. But it is going to be a cold night. I expect low temperatures in the teens and low 20s across most of eastern New York and western New England. So it is going to be cold tomorrow morning, and tomorrow will be one of those springtime days with a pretty big range in temperature. We'll start off around 20 or so during the morning, and we'll end up about 50 or so tomorrow afternoon. So it is going to be warmer than today. It won't be as windy as today, and we'll see plenty of sunshine. So tomorrow looks like a nice day to spend some time outside. You'll need a heavier coat in the morning and probably a lighter jacket by afternoon. And then on Sunday, a disturbance will come through, so I expect more clouds than tomorrow. It'll probably be a blend of clouds and sunshine, and there's the chance for a couple of passing flurries or sprinkles on Sunday. It's not going to be a big deal, so if you have plans to spend time outside on Sunday, I don't recommend making any changes. Just don't be surprised if there are a couple of raindrops or snowflakes. And temperatures on Sunday will be pretty comfortable. We'll end up in the low to mid-50s during the afternoon. And the quiet weather will carry on into Monday with temperatures again in the 50s, so the weather over the next 3 days is looking quite nice. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, diminishing wind, cold, lows in the teens to low 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, and not as windy, with highs in the 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, diminishing wind, cold, lows in the teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with not as much wind as today, and highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight becoming mostly clear, diminishing wind, cold, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, warmer and not as windy as today, with highs in the low 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, diminishing wind, cold, lows in the upper teens to low 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, not as windy as today, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance for a couple of showers, highs in the low to mid-50s, and on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.